The next item on the agenda is Virginia Electric and Power Company, number 18-1438. Where to now?
All right. To the city of Chesapeake.
Okay.
Along the southern branch Elizabeth River. Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting authorization to construct 365 linear feet of riprap revetment with an oil collection system and to place a temporary cofferdam along the Dominion Chesapeake Energy Center situated along the southern branch Elizabeth River at 2701 Bevco Street in Chesapeake. This is probably the third or fourth project at this location that we've presented to you in the past couple of years as a result of VEPCO closing this particular location. So just to orient you, this is the old hot ditch that has been closed, the Chesapeake Energy Center here. And we've done a number of other projects around here where they have been closing the upland as well as stabilizing the shoreline, and we're moving up here to finalize some of the closing some of these portions of the upland. So this is an aerial view of the property. This is the most recent. However, most of these buildings are gone now, so this is just grass as part of closing of the project. However, this shoreline stabilization is happening right across this shoreline here. There's two goals of this project. Stay here. One is a riprap revetment, which is to stabilize the shoreline. Second is there is a source of oil sheen that is coming from the shoreline into the water. VEPCO has tried to find the source of this sheen and has been unable to do so. So as a result, they're proposing this collection and cap system along the shoreline that will prevent the sheen, the oil, from getting into the waterway. So right now there's just oil booms out there that are preventing it from going into the waterway. This is their long-term plan for trying to cap and remove it. So here are the drawings. We see the riprap revetment along the Elizabeth River. And then here is this, what they're calling El Napo collection system, which is light non-aqueous phase liquids, or oil. So what it consists of is a few layers of different sediment types. Each sediment type is proposed to filter, accumulate, cap, and collect the oil. And then there's a sump pump that's placed within that revetment that will be used to remove any of the collected oil throughout the system. So here is a picture from the shoreline looking down. Here are the oil booms that are collecting now. This is the existing shoreline. And again, there will be 365 linear feet of this. In order to do work within the submerged lands, they need to work in the dry, so they will be placing a dewatering system, which is a membrane that they place in the water. They pump it out, and then in the dry, they will work. And then once they're finished, they'll be doing this in 100-feet intervals. They'll allow the water back in. So there are a large number of impacts associated with this project. During the concept phases of this project, which we ask in every review of a project is, why can't you go back into the uplands rather than using wetlands as submerged lands? So the nature of the upland, it is a filled site. There's also an unknown source of oil that is somewhere right behind the shoreline. For those reasons, there's a steep slope, so to achieve the best slope, to make sure that they're not causing any additional environmental issues, they've had to construct into the waterway. So this involves 17,691 square feet of vegetated wetland impacts. They are proposing to mitigate for those at the New Mill Creek Mitigation Bank. They're also going to impact submerged lands, and we're going to recommend a royalty for those impacts to submerged lands at $5 a square foot. The impacts to the vegetated wetlands in this project are larger than generally accepted for shoreline projects. However, the applicant has reviewed several options to achieve contamination cleanup and shoreline stabilization and found this design to have the least cumulative environmental impacts. Excavating uplands within this project is not recommended due to the nature of the site. The larger than usual encroachment into submerged lands warrants a royalty of $5 per square foot as recommended by the Commission's rent and royalty schedule. And compensation for loss of vegetated wetlands is also deemed necessary. The applicant's proposal to purchase mitigation credits is consistent with the VMRC's wetland mitigation compensation policy. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1302 and 1205, staff recommends approval of the project with the condition, with the below condition, and the assessment of $42,720 for the fill of submerged lands at $5 per square foot. And prior to permit issuance, we would like to see verification of the purchase of 17,691 square feet of tidal credits to offset impacts to vegetated wetlands. VEPCO is here, as well as VEPCO's agent is here to answer any more technical questions. And I'm here to answer questions as well.
Good job covering it, Rachel. Very good. Questions of Ms. Peabody? Mr. Tankard?
So the applicant has agreed to the assessment of the $42,720 in royalty?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Further question, Ms. Everett?
Does it seem like this will, this revetment will take care of the oil spill? It obviously it doesn't get to the source, but will it contain it? Is that, there's competency?
Yes. So they have, this is a patented design, which they hired specific engineers in order to come up with this. They feel like this is the best option. DEQ has also looked at this and has approved through their portion of water quality, has approved it through the process as well.
Follow up?
Maybe out of the jurisdiction of VMRC, but do you know if they've been looking further into the source to know if it's leaking to groundwater or other areas?
Previous projects that we've had, so there's been a number of projects, they have piezometers out in the water looking at groundwater in the Elizabeth River. They also have a number of groundwater wells on the uplands. So this is a small piece of a large project looking at the impacts of this property to the water, and also any impacts that are found, they turn in applications to fix them. So through their water quality review, that's how this came about.
Thank you. Further questions? Thank you. Thank you. Virginia Power, present or represented? You want to come forward? I think maybe a few questions.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning. I'm Miles Pachta, representative for Dominion Virginia Power.
Good morning. Will you please raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testament you'll give before the commission today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Do you have a comment? Anyone have any comments they'd like to make pertaining to the project? Or are you just answering questions?
Ms. Peabody covered it really well.
Okay. Anybody have any questions? Let's start with Mr. Ballard.
So the NAPL deposits are in the ground, and currently is there some forces that are moving them towards the surface, and then they're going into the water. Can you explain to me what these NAPL deposits are and how they're getting into the water?
And state your name for the record, please, sir.
Warren Deal, project manager for this project.
Thank you, Mr. Deal.
We think so. This has been a puzzle all along. What is driving this oil to come out of the ground and into the river? We have not found a single point source. What we have seen, though, that tides affect it. So other than that, we have tried everything that we have know about to stop this oil, and it's a sheen. It could be two drops of oil, but it's a sheen, and we want to stop it before it gets into the river. That's why we're proposing this design. But something affects it, heavy rain, tides. That seems to be the only two points that we can connect right now. So there's obviously some oil in the ground, and it's our, as stewards of the environment, it's our job to stop it from getting to the river.
Ms. Everett?
And so the next steps are to monitor if this works, and is there a
strategy? Oh, we've got a whole well system out there that we monitor daily and actually evacuate them monthly to get any oil out. Just, you know, vacuum. Pull the water up and whatever oil may be involved. But we are still seeing a very light sheen out on the river. And our goal is no sheen.
So is ours. For Mr. Tankard.
So how confident are you that the actions that you will take will, in fact, produce the result you
it's
want?
It's been successful in other places.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
And with your company?
No.
Other
facilities have put this system in, and it stopped any oil from getting to the water.
Okay. Thank you.
This will be our first installation of this sort. And if that doesn't work, we'll try something else.
Very good. Good. Further questions? Going back, I'm a little puzzled as to, and I presume you are too, where the source of this oil is. And obviously, Dominion Power has the layout of what would have been on the property. And that's number one. Number two is, I presume you have the monitoring upland.
Yeah, we have.
Are you picking up oil samples from the upland wells as well?
Not so much.
Not so much, or yes or no?
The river.
But are you picking up any oil
yes.
upland? Okay.
So when you say upland, I'm talking about 200 feet.
Yep. Okay. Because I'm just trying. If you, yeah. you
because we honestly don't know. We think it can't. It's a 50-plus year old site.
Okay.
And oil spills happen.
Yeah. I guess where I was going with that was, is there a possibility that you're doing due diligence for someone else that may have been the causative factor of this oil spill? That's what I'm trying to get to.
I doubt that.
Okay.
We've been there since 1953, something like that.
Okay. Well, the last question I have is back to Mr. Tankard. How many times have these devices been deployed that you know of? I understand they're patented, but how many... I mean, is this company...
It's over a dozen.
Over a dozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a standard response that is seen mostly in New England, Midwest.
Okay. Further questions of Virginia Power? Do you have anything else you'd like to add? Okay.
No, we're trying to do the right thing.
Well, I think, obviously, by virtue of this, you are, and I appreciate that. All right. Thank you. Anyone else here in support of this project? Is there anyone here in opposition to this project? They're seeing none. The matter's before the commission. Mr. Zedrin?
Move approve the staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. France. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.